This is John Batchelor speaking with Charles Burton of the McDonnell Laurier Institute about Canada and the ambition of the People's Republic of China to continue to invest in Canadian resources, Canadian technology, Canadian companies. The question is there reason to be cautious? Yes, has been the answer of the last decade. So what is to be done? Charles illustrates the present legislation considered by Parliament and what is needed, and then looks to the future and the possible new direction from the Conservatives in the event of a general election. Charles Burton, McDonnell Laurier Institute, China looking to exploit Canadian genius and for a dollar, and Canada defending itself.
I think that certainly that is the intention. I gave some evidence to the Canadian Senate Committee looking at national security amendments to the Investment Canada Act. And I think there is a consensus that the amendments as proposed by the Liberal government are just not sufficient to address the Chinese threat. The Conservatives would like to see much stronger language in the legislation. And so I think that we will see a proposal to strengthen that legislation to better address Chinese desire to invest in critical areas in Canada that could have very negative impacts on the global economic future, particularly the production of high-tech products. But, you know, the chances of that getting through the Canadian Parliament under the current government, frankly, I'm not too confident. But, you know, we'll try our best. When the Conservatives come in back into power, one hopes that they will follow up with what they say, which is putting national security over economic benefit. But
more of this later.